Okay, guten Morgen. Just going to finish off these couple of Mishnayos of the Perek. Pigul and Noisor in Mitzdarfin. Pigul and Noisor are not Mitzdarf with each other for Tumah, as we'll see in the Gemara. Mimnei Shehem Shnei Shemes. Because they are considered two different Shemes. Hasheretz Vanevelo, Vechain Hanevelo, Boso Hameis, Ein Mitzdarf in Zemzelatame, Afilu Kikal Shebishneim. They're not mitzdarif with each other because, again, they're two different shemes. They're not mitzdarif. Om Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Leishanu El Tumas Yadayim. Our Mishnah is only talking about Tumas Yadayim. Tumas Yadayim is midrabonani. But Le'inyan Achila mitzdarifim. But as far as Achila is concerned, they are mitzdarif. And the Gemara says, why? The Sanya Rabbi Lezer Emel Lo Yoichal Ki Kodesh Hu Kol She B'Kodesh Posel Bo HaKos Of Lita In Loisa Seh Al Achilosa. So meaning the Mishnah here is only talking about Tumah the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan imposed Midaraisa Noisa and Pigul is not Tumah. Midaraisa Noisa and Pigul is also Bachila, it's Issa Kores. But it's not Tomei. The Rabbanan imposed a din Tomei. So the Gemara is saying, l'gabi the deraisa of the Achila, that they are mitzdarif. And that we learned earlier, that Pigul and Noisa are mitzdarif with each other. L'gabi the din Tomei, they're not mitzdarif because it's only the Rabbanan. That's the Gemara. So the problem is that the Gemara seems to be totally disconnected from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah seems to say clearly, because it's two Shemes, right? The Mishnah says the reason why Noiser and Tomei are not Metzdarif with each Pigul and Noiser are not Metzdarif, because it's two Shemes, right? The Gemara says a different reason, because it's only the Rabbonin. If you look in the Mefarish and Rashi here, he says, Loishonu the Pigul the Noiser ain't Metzdarifim, Elu tumas yadayim de midrabonin hi. Kedamwino b'meseches psochim. Shegozru b'noisor u'pigul shayu metamenes hayadayim mishum chashdei kuhuna oi mishum atzlei kuhuna. V'kivon de gzera de rabonin hi ein mitzdarfin l'tumas yadayim. De lo yavdinon takanto l'takanto. The kivon de rabonin hi Gzera the pigul v'noisa, yamet the mitzdarf and avi gzera l'gzera. So Rashi, I mean that's the Gemara. Right? He's just being mafarish the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be completely disconnected from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the reason why it's not mitzdarf, similar to what we were learning until now, it's two different shemes, neishen shtei shemes. And the Gemara unveils a brand new reason why it's not mitzdarf. Nothing to do with shtei shemes. It's not mitzdarif because it's the Rabbanan, and this would be like a gzeira l'gzeira. To go make now, it should be mitzdarif. Rabbanan should go now make a new gzeira that it's mitzdarif. It's a gzeira l'gzeira. And a gzeira l'gzeira, Rabbanan wouldn't make such a takana. So the Tesis Yomtif, over here in his Pirush on the Mishnah, he asked this for a question. And he says Tzorachin on this. It seems to be that the Gemara doesn't flow with the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us one reason. The Gemara is going into an entire different direction. Another issue we have here on the Mishnah is the tziruf between the Pigul and the Noiser. The Gemara seems to say that really Pigul and Noiser should not be mitzdarif with each other because they're two different shemes. So they shouldn't be mitzdarif. It shouldn't be chayev. The Gemara says the reason why it's mitzaref is because of this din of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar loymer loyech al kikoydeshu kol shebekoydesh posel bo akos of litein loyseh al achilosa. Right, there's a loyseh al achilosa. Now, if this is the lav that we're talking about, then this will constitute a lav shebechlolos. And a lav shebechlolos is ain loykin olav. Means any lav that's kollel many things, you don't get malchus on such a lav. The lav has to be specific. So l'moshel, there's a lav called Baal Teshaktzu. Baal Teshaktzu is written about Shrotzen, but it includes many different things. Things that are disgusting. The Gemara talks about being Meshaha Atzmoy, not to hold back from going to the bathroom. Many different things are included in that lav. The Rambam and the Sefer Achinuch, they all say you don't get Malkus because it's lav Shebechlolos. So Monoshech. Alts Noiser and Pigol, it's too Shemus. Right? Alts Kosher B'Kodesh Bosel Bar Kosher Litein Loiser Seel Achilosei, the lav that Rebbe Elazar brings down here, that wouldn't qualify either, because that's a lav Shebechlolos. So it seems, whatever direction you're going, it doesn't work. The lav Shebechlolos doesn't work. You don't get Malkus on that lav. The lav, the separate lav that Noiser has, and the separate lav that Pigol has, you don't have a shear. You only have a Chatzik Azayis of Noiser, a Chatzik Azayis of Pigol. Elamai, you want to say, but they mistarif together to be chayev for kol shebekodesh bosel. But that's a lav shebechlolos. On a lav shebechlolos, there's bechlal no malchus. So it's almost whatever direction you go here, you seem to be back to square one. The Alts Noiser and Pigol, you're part of because it's a Chatzi Shir. And they're not mitzaref together because they're Shemes Chalukim. Right? And we know, by the way, we know that they're Shemes Chalukim. I'll prove to you that they're Shemes Chalukim. Because there'd be another way to learn. And we weren't learning the Sugya then, so we just touched upon it a couple of weeks ago. There'd be another way, a whole different twist how to learn this. A different twist with the learn is that when I brought in a couple of weeks ago the Indian of Matzah and Mora, if you remember, the Rambam Sheet of Korach with the Yerushalmi and Challah. So we brought down a possibility that by Matzah and Mora Zichah like that, we brought a Sheet of Rambam who holds that even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when they did Korach, not Al Zechel HaMikdash, they did Korach the Raiseh. The Rambam brings down, they didn't do Pesach, Matzah, Morah. They just did Matzah, Morah. Remember we had that Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down the Korach that was Bizman Abayis, he says they would be Korach, Matzah, Morah, and then they brought the Pesach. So we asked the Kasha, what's going on? The Bizman HaMikdash, it was Pesach, Matzah, Morah. So we brought a Mokor to the Rambam, the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings down from Rabbi Yochanan that if you take all three minim, Pesach, Matzah, and Morah, then they'd be mevatel each other. It wouldn't work. You can only have Matzah and Morah together. We went by Riches in this sugya in the Yerushalmi, and the conclusion that I gave was that the reason why Matzah and Morah could be eaten together is because they both have one tachlis. Matzah is a zecher lo'oini, and a zecher lo'cheres. It also was a zecher lo'oini. Holach ma'an yudachal na'avason abar de Mitzrayim. Morah is a zecher lo'oini. Pesach is only Zeichel Lechevus. So that's why if you'd mix Pesach into the mix, then it would be a problem of Mitzvahs Mevatel Zuzu. And we use this to explain why in Gan Shulchan Aruch it's not brought down this din that Pigol and Noisar are Mitzaref, that any Surim Mitzaref and Zeim Zeh. Adarabe, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that he's Surim are Mitzaref. And the place here, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, he asks in Yerideya, he says, what do you mean? What happened to this din of our Mishnah? That Pigol and Noisar Mitzaref, because any Surim of Atlan Zezer. So Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz asks it for Kasha. And the Teretz I gave is very simple, that the Rambam also doesn't bring it down in Machoros Asuris Lagabi other Isurim. He only brings it down Lagabi Pigol Noisar by Pesulik Mukdash. The explanation I wanted to give was, and again, then we just did it on the surface, was that by matzah mo'o, tak, it's one min. That's why you could have them together and they're not mevatel each other. By regular isurim, let's say chelev and pigul and dam, they be mevatel each other. Right? By kotshim, since we have this posik of kol sheba kodesh posik litin loisus el achilosoi, so they're not mitzaref to mevatel each other. Because they all go under the umbrella of kol sheba kodesh posik. That's how we learned it then. And that's why I explained naturally why the Rambam only brings it down by Psulei Mukdashim. And the Tur, who didn't write a Sefer on Kotshim, the Tur only addresses Yerebeah. He doesn't address Kotshim at all. See, he never brought it down at all. It wasn't relevant. The Din of Eini Sulim of Atlan Zerzeah wasn't relevant. The answer to Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz's question. The Tur only brought it down in the Shulchan Aruch. What was negate to Yerodeah? It's not negating Yerodeah. That's all. So that's how we explained it then. So that was okay for that sugya that we were doing. Now that we're getting into the meat and potatoes of this sugya, I think it doesn't satisfy us completely. Because again, so how are we going to learn? We're going to learn that Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel puts all of Kotshim under one umbrella. Yeah? But still, now we have to analyze. Does that mean that Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel makes that Noisar and Pigel are all part of the lav of Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel? Or is really Pigel is one lav, Noisar is another lav, and the only thing is there's a lav Shebechlois called Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel. Now I could prove to, so if we would just say very poshut, the easiest way to get around our sugya is to say that Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel is a generic lav that forces all of Kotshim under it. So it's not a lav shebechlolos. Lav shebechlolos would be where the Torah is offering different things completely. Don't eat a sheretz. Don't drink out of a blood, out of a uman's kli, you know, what they let blood out. Don't drink from that. That's baal teshaksu. Mishah nekovav. A bunch of different things that the Torah doesn't want you to do. They're unrelated. That goes on the lav shebechlolos. Here, what the Torah really is saying is, Noisar and Pigel is really one thing. Kol Sheba Kodesh Posel came and told you, it's all one thing. But I'll prove to you that's not the case. We're going to have a mitzvah shem soon when we learn krisus, Maseches krisus. The halacha is that if somebody eats Pigel and Noisar, not a half a kazayas like Rashi explains over here, a whole kazayas, kazayas of Pigel, kazayas of Noisar, behela machas, with one haloma, he forgot one time. He didn't forget separately. He didn't make a separate shagig on this and a separate shagig on that. Because then you chayev two chotos anyway. If somebody remembers, forgot it was Shabbos. Yeah, and he did a malacha. Then he remembered it was Shabbos. Then he forgot again. He'll be chayev for each time that he forgot and did a malacha. Even the same malacha, even a redundant malacha. If he did ksiva 20 times, he's also only going to be chayev. He's also only going to be chayev one time, but if he forgot and remembered, he's chayav for each time separately. But if he does ksiva and bishul, then everybody is maskim. If he does ksiva and bishul, even if he forgot once, he's chayav for separate. That's the whole parak of klal gadol amar b'shabbos, right? Chayav for each melacha separately. What would be if you had pigul and noiser b'halamachas? That's totally an hour shayla here. If you're going to say kol sheba kodesh posel comes now and invites everything under one umbrella, and now it's really one. Pigel and Noisar become one. So you should only be chayiv one. You should only be chayiv separate chatois if you had a separate haloma on each one separately. Then you'll be chayiv. But if you forgot one time, you made one shkoga, you'd only be chayiv one. The halacha is that you chayiv each pigel Noisar. You chayiv each one separately. Pigel Noisar tummy chayiv each one. I'm talking about a case where you had a kazayas. Kazayas pigul, kazayas noisim. If you had 10 kazayasim of pigul, baloma achas, you chayiv one chatas. If you had 10 kazayasim of noisim, you chayiv one chatas. If you had one haloma. If you had one halom and you had a kazayis of pigul and kazayis of noise, you chayv two chatoyes. One halom means I didn't have a separate forgetting. Yeah, but I'm saying at the same time, nothing happened in between. Meaning, when I ate the pigul, at that same moment I also forgot about noiser too. I didn't know there was iser pigul or noiser. In that same state of mind, of not knowing that you're not allowed to eat pigul and noiser, I ate pigul, and I ate noiser. And then I find out that I can't eat either one, which is very similar to eating five kazesim of pigul and then finding out that you're not allowed to eat pigul. So I find out now that all the kazesim that I ate were wrong. So if we look at pigul noiser, different branches of one iso, so you'd be chayv one chatas, right? Just like the melochas, without a special posuk, the Gemara learns out of a posuk in Masechta Shabbos that each melocha is a separate kol. Without that, if somebody would forget it Shabbos, and we wouldn't have a separate posuk to be mechayiv on each melocha, right? Person forgot. What case where a person forgot it Shabbos? He didn't forget about the melochas. He forgot that it Shabbos. He thought he's allowed to do all the lametes melochas. He went to the lametes. He's chayiv only one chatos. Why? Because he has one shkoga, right? But if you had one shkoga and he did Shabbos, he did Yom Kippur, he's chayav a separate chatos for Shabbos and a separate chatos for Yom Kippur. It's two separate lavim. So again, how do we view pigul and noiser? The fact that we see that you chayav separately for each one seems to prove that it's separate. Again, let's just get some one thing clear. When we give you Malkus, we have to give you Malkus for something. Either we're giving you Malkus for Noiser, we're giving you Malkus for Pigul, or we're giving you Malkus for Kol. There are three options: Noiser, Pigul, or Kol Shebekodesh Pasul. There's no other options. It's not like we have a bunch of other options here. We have three options: Pigul, Noiser, or Kol Shebekodesh Pasul. Those are our options. Our problem is that if it's kol shebekodesh posel, l'chayr it's alav shebecholos. The only way to shed light on kol shebekodesh posel, the only way to learn is you're getting malchus off kol shebekodesh posel. Because otherwise it's too shameless. They shouldn't work. Problem we have with that is if it's for kol shebekodesh, it's alav shebecholos. Well, we have a little solution to that. Maybe kol shebekodesh is a gilui that pigul, noiser, tamei, all the psulim of Dosham are really one iser. Now, if that's the case, then you should be chayiv one chatas if you do all of them with one halom. One haloma. Just like if you did all the malachas of Shabbos in one haloma, be'etzim you'd be part, you'd take our part if you forgot it was Shabbos. If you forgot each malacha separately, then there's a gilui we learn out that the malachas are machalkas. So it should be the same thing over here. This is Nishkinaya Kasha. This is not the Kasha. Many of the Gedolei Achronim ask that if the Lav is Kol Shebekodesh, and if you look at the Rambam also seems to say that there's one general Lav called Oisoichel Kol Toyeva. The Rambam seems to be supporting our Mishnah. In Hilchos Psulei HaMukdoshin, Perek Yudches, Halacha Gimel, Kol Korban Shenemar Shehu Posel, Bein shenifsal b'machshova, bein shenifsal b'maise, bein shiir loy dovo sheposloy, kol oichal nimenu kazayis, b'meizid loike, mishim loyseichal kol teyev. The Rambam also in Yud. Rambam in that same parak, in Parak Yud Ches, in Halacha Yud, he says also the same thing, that he puts them all under one category. Rambam says like this, Ho'ichel kazayis bosa mikotshim shenoysa, b'nezit chayv kos, b'shegig mevichatas. And then he says clearly, Fehechon hizir akosav al apigul val anoiso. He says, it says, lo yeh al kikoy deshem, bo akosav lahazeh al kol shebsulei bakoyrish yehu lo yisaseh al achilos. Stay klon am. That there's this love, generic love. So if we would just be learning the Rambam kipshutoi, then the logic would be that there's taka one, all the psulei mekdoshim go under one umbrella of kol shebakoyrish posul, and then it would be very geschmack. Problem we have is, if that's the case, he wouldn't be chayev separate chatoyas if you have them in such a fashion. Even Rashi by us seems to imply you can only either be chayev for pigul or for noiser. And Rashi says it goes by what the majority is. If you look at Rashi by us in the Mishnah, or really just look at the second wide line in the Gemara, Avalinyan Achila, Pigul Venoisa Mitzdarfin, the Ika Pochos Mikazayas Pigul Venoisa, Mashlima Lukazayas Vokle Chayovan Olav Mishim Pigul, Vachainim Hoyo Roiv Noisa Lupigul Mashlima Lukazayas Vokle Chayov Mishim Noisa. And then he says, Vamali Rebbe, the Havi, Chatzi Zayas Mizeh, Vachatzi Mizayas Mizeh. Mitzdafin Zayim Zel Chayiv Olav Mishum. Now here's the Shaila here in Gius. If you look at the Gimel, seems to say there's both. He says Mechayiv Mishum Pigul Mishum Noisaru Mishum Pigul. Right, that's how he reads. You Chayiv for Noisar and for Pigul. So this they have a problem. That some take out this Gius. Say what's a loy maloy lechayiv b'shtayim. If you look at the bottom, he says like this, by Gimel, Oyes Gimel. What's the loy maloy l'chayv b'shtayim, shem kenat the machayv b'apochs mikashil. Elul in Malkis, im hisru b'y mishim noisa, roi mishim pigul. That's also the gilsa of the Tosfos Yom Tov. In other words, you can't be chayv for two. You only had that one kazayas. You can't give you two Malkis. So if it was, basically what he says, seems to be saying is, you're not getting Malkis for kol shebakodesh posul. That's klar. You're getting Malkus for Noiser. Right? You're getting Malkus for Noiser, or you're getting Malkus for Pigul. You can't get Malkus for both. And you can't get Malkus for this new love called Kol Shebakodesh Posul. Why? I believe the reason why the Mefarish is being so clear about this is because, in fact, it's a love Shebakodesh. It should be a love Shebakodesh. Shouldn't be able to get Malkus on the lav of Kol Shebakodesh Posul. It's tar for what? But they're two Sheamus. If they're two Sheamus, then I wasn't over L'Chayra. That would mean that the Gilui is a Yechayv on less than a Shia. Yeah, but I'm saying that's the problem. So if I'm only getting Malkus for one of them, so how are they mitzvah? That's the problem. What's the mechanism? We still have to wait to understand the pasuk. What's the pasuk telling us? Elamai, the Rambam seems to go. The Rambam doesn't seem to learn like Rashi, because the Rambam seems to have taken a different approach. The Rambam says you're always over the generic love, as I state in Rambam. Both the Rambam and Yudches that we have in the Ma'amar Kodesh, Yudches Gimel, and Yudches Yud, he says the same thing. He says the Malkus that you're getting here is because of Kol Shebakodesh Posul. I say Kol Te'ev or Kol Shebakodesh Posul. Sharei Ne'ma lo yechol ki kodesh shem lo hazeh kol shebsulei bekodesh yubu leis haseh alach ilos. Clear? Seems to be very clear. The question is, how to type this up? I just want to proceed. We'll get back to this. We'll just get to finish the paragraph here, because we're going to have several other issues here. The next mishnah is relatively smooth. Oichel shenit mebav atuma, mebevlal atuma, mitzdarf and zem zeh. If you have an oichel that became tomei with a avatuma, and another one that became tomei with a rishin latuma, so in other words, one is a rishin and one is a sheni. Right? Everything goes down one level. So So if something touched an av, it's a rishon. Something touched a rishon, it's a sheni. So the mitzaref between the two of them, l'tam make a kal shebishneya. Meaning they will make something which they come in contact with into a shlishi. You have two things. You have half a kazayas of a rishon, half a kabe of a rishon, half a kabe of a sheni. Now they together combined come into contact with something else. That thing will become a shlishi. The person eats something which is tummy, which makes them tummy al yidei achila them mitzaref, or them all the food are mitzaref by mozen shteisudas by an erev, or for a kabeya to be mitami to mitzarechun as we discussed, or groigris for itzar shabbos, or like a fig that's for the shear of itzar shabbos, choyseves b'yema kippurim like a date fiyim kippur. And mashkim it start from zum zu lifsol sakavia berevias, again to make a person tome if he drinks it, or kamoloi lugma b'yom kippurim to be chayif yom kippur. So as the Yerushalmi, this the reason for this is, says the Gemara, because they're all under one umbrella. Tony of Shimon Eimer matam sheef zayni shiyas a rishon, because a sheni could be a rishon, make a rishon. The Gemara says mikol over, they can't make a rishon. That's not shayif. Says no, Sheni. The Gemara says Mikahavid Sheni Rishon. Holy Efsha. Amarav Achikama Migorim LaSheni Lav Rishon. The Sheni became a Sheni through a Rishon, so they're related. Ravashi says also another Svara. Lagabi, the third item that they're touching, they have a common denominator. They're both more Tame than the item they're touching. So therefore, a Rishon Sheni Lagabi Shlishi Bnei Chodah Bixinim. They're all one. The other item that's Tohar is equally unrelated to them in the fact that it's Tor. So combined, they have a relativity to the third item. Okay, that's partial. Ha'orlo uklaya kerem mitzarefim zeim ze. Orlo and klaya kerem are mitzaref with each other. This also, there's a limut where we learned this from. Rev Shimon Oimer ein mitzaref. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that if Shimon holds, they're not mitzaref at all. Okay? Meaning if you have oil and klai kerem, they're not mitzaref. Ask the Gemara, mitzarech Rav Shimon litzrufe. Rav Shimon doesn't need tziruf at all. Vasanya Rav Shimon Eimer kol shu l'malkus. You only, you chayv malkus according to Rav Shimon if you have a kol shu. You don't need a shir kazayas. So the Gemara says, tani ain't tzrichim l'tzarech. You don't have to combine them. Meaning, if you have a little bit of oil and a little bit of klai kerem, you chayev for each one anyway. You don't need to combine them to be chayev. You chayev without combining them. You chayev just for the little bit of oil and a little bit of klai kerem. So you don't need them to get together. Even if all together it's a half a kazayas, you'd be chayev for the quarter of a kazayas of oil and for the quarter of a kazayas of klai kerem. So Tosfos comes here, and Tosfos points out that this is not so simple, because even though Rav Shimon holds Yechayiv on a kol shehu, that's only if you have the kol shehu on its own. If you look at Tosfos, he says, right the middle of Tosfos, halfway down in Tosfos, the first word on the line is Yesh Loimah. Dahainu dafka kishe yisir be'en, v'oich loy. So Tosfos sets a standard that even according to Rav Shimon, that you chayav on a kol shu, that's only if you're eating it on its own. But if you're eating it in it, when it's mixed, then you need a kazayas. Even if Shimon agrees, you need a kazayas. And this is also found in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, which we have here in the Maram HaKremes. Tosfos says, Tizat Rabbeinu Tam, quarter of the way down in that Tosfos with Shimon Latime. Right, the fourth Tosfos was on that daf. Tirus Rabbeinu Tam. Taida Osam the Porach Mini Bim Mesechas, Meilain Mastitin, the Osam the Mesechas Olo, Tamin and Ami of Shimon and Meim, it's Tarfan Gabriela Klakem, Vasamai with the Olo Klakem, Shem Benai, Boleta Rufus, they're not mixed. For Lochain Koma ain't Sichim Lutzarev. Fahi the Maisi Hocho, Lav Hainu Mastitin the Mesechas Olo, that's where the Mairi Bitaruvis. So Tosfos makes a distinction that according to Rav Shimon, if you mix it up, then you would need a kazayas. That's what Tosfos says. Then, in fact, you would need a kazayas. Now, this is a problem because we have in Maseches Shavuos, the Gemara there has a shaila whether Rav Shimon holds of Mishras. Mishras was the din we discussed about Yayin and bread, another consuming bread dipped with wine, if he's chayiv for yayin. And we paskin over there mishras that the nazir is chayiv if he has a kazayas of the bread that's dipped into the wine. So over there, the Gemara asks that according to Rav Shimon, you don't need a kazayas. The case of mishras, even if you have a little piece, you should be chayiv. And that's in direct contradiction with what Tosfos seems to establish here by us, which is that according to Rav Shimon, you do need tziruf of kazayas, because anytime something is mixed, this time Rav Shimon says ain't tzarech l'tzarech is only if it's not mixed. So when our Mishnah says ain't tzarech l'tzarech, he means if you're having oil and klei hakerem, they're not mixed together, each one is separate, then you don't need tziruf, because you chayav for each one less than the shear. But if they're mixed, then you absolutely need tziruf.
You have 2 minutes to
liquid
and a bottle. It's
different than what?
Because it's not the one time like the bottle.
That's where we learn Tam Keker from. Mishras is one of the sources of Tam Keker. That is the epitome of Taruvus. That's the pasuk of Taruvus, Mishras. So that's the kasha. This kasha is not my own kasha. This kasha is found in the Neid Behuda. In the first chelik of his tshuvas, in Siman Tzadi Aleph, he asked that kasha on our Tosfos. He says, L'chori, you see, not like this. So I just want to try to get some clarity in this whole parasha here of Tziruf and Shemus Chalukim. I want to be mevayer like this to you. That's clear. It seems to be clear that according to Rav Shimon Yechayev and a Kol Shu, L'chayre Rav Shimon is saying there's no din shiurim of kazayas. You don't need a kazayas. When the Torah asserted the vela, chelev, dam, the Torah said you can't have a drop of it. That's what the Torah said. But really, Rav Shimon has to cross two bridges to say his chiddush. He has to cross one bridge to tell us that even less than the shear is sufficient to be chayiv on it. That's one bridge he has to cross. Because the shiurim of halacha Moshe Mesinai teach us that you need to have a kazayas to be chayiv. He's telling us you don't need a kazayas. So number one, he seems to be saying you don't need a kazayas, the Torah even asked her to have a kazayas. To the level of Malkus. That means we all hold chatzi shir as asam in our Torah. We pass them like Rav Yochanan. Right? The chatzi shir is asam in our Torah. Yeah, but we hold that there's such a thing called Chatzishir Asr, but the Torah didn't impose Malkus on a Chatzishir. Like we had from Tosfos, we spoke about this 2 weeks ago. It's called the Isur Ba'alma. It's not the full lav. It's a little bit of an Isur. It's not the full-fledged lav if you have less than the Shir. It's not the full-fledged lav. But then there's another level. The next level is, Rav Shimon is saying, number one, I hold that a chatzi shir nevela is the full brunt of iser nevela. That's number one. Then he's telling me an entirely new chiddush. He's telling me that a ma'is achila is a ma'is achila even though it's less than a kazayas. That's a separate chiddush.
You hold to get malchus also?
Yeah, that's Rav Shimon's whole chiddush. You get malchus. So Rav Shimon is telling me really two separate chiddushim. Chiddush number one, that a kosher was enough for the Torah to say that it qualifies to be a nevela. See, without the lav of nevela, is full in its full in its full glory on a chatzi kazayas. We hold not that way. Tosu says we hold a chatzi shear is an isur ba'alma. It's not the full lot. Tosu says that's why. For I'll just tell you poshut. The halacha is a shvua is chal on a chatzi shear. Obviously, if you say shvua, I won't eat a chatzi shear, so you can't even eat a chatzi shear. That's poshut like that. And the reason for that is very simple. Shvua is an isur gavra. So when you say, Shvua, I'm not going to eat a half a kazayas, it's no different than saying, Shvua, I won't turn the light switch on. The isur is that you're being mechalo your word. So if I say, I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir, I'm chayiv. What happens if I say, I'm not going to eat a chatzi shir of an isur? Is there a problem of ein isur chalal isur? So Tosfos says over there in Shvuas, that there's no, the Gemara says like that, that there's no problem of ein isur chalal isur. Because on a chatzi shir, an isur could be chal. Tosfos says, what do you mean? Chatzi shir, asur min ha-Torah. So how is it chal? Tosfos says, no, that's an isur ba'alma. Meaning, chatzi shir, forgetting the ma'isa, the action, chatzi shir is not a full isur. It's like a shadow. It's a shadow of the full isur. It's not the full isur. Okay. So chiddush number one of Rav Shimon is that a chatzi shir is not a shadow of an isur, it's the full brunt. It's absolute complete. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, Rav Shimon is being mechadesh to us, is that the ma'isa, the act of eating it, is a ma'isa achila. Because really, less than a kazayis is not called a ma'isa achila. It's not called eating. So, it's not, just like matzah. Matzah is not an isur. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to eat matzah. You have to eat a kazayis because less than a kazayis is not a ma'is achila. You don't get the mitzvah because you didn't eat it. So Rav Shimon is really telling us two separate chidush. Now, when Tosfos says that when the isur is mixed into the heter, or the isur is mixed together with something else, then you need a kazayis. What is Tosfos telling us? I believe the Noda B'Yehuda is learning everything is thrown out. Rav Shimon's whole shita. Rav Shimon holds chatzi shir is also. Rav Shimon only says that chiddush when it's independent. When it's mixed with something else, he's like just like the Chacham. Rav Shimon and the Chacham are in one room. I would suggest that that's not the pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is saying like this. Really, Rav Shimon said two chiddush. One chiddush is that a drop of an isser is also a full-blown isser. And that's not irrelevant if it's sitting here like this or you throw it in with something else. It's a full-blown isser. Okay. Rav Shimon's not arguing, not changing his tune. But then there's another issue. When you eat that chatzi shir, Rav Shimon says that's called a ma'is achila. That chiddush Rav Shimon only said if you're eating it on its own. If you're eating it mixed with other things, you're not giving a chashivas to the isur. And this I learned from the Yad Ramah, the Ritva in Maseches Makis, Daf Yud Zayin. After he explains Rav Shimon Shita, he says, "Va'omah Moreinu Rabbeinu Ramah." The Rabbeinu Meir explained that the reason why according to Rav Shimon Yechayv Malkus is because of Achshavei. Because when you eat that half a kazayis, you're giving it a chashivas. You're saying, "For me, I'm eating it." So I want to. The way I learned the Ritva is that, of course, the Ramah agrees that Rav Shimon has to cross the first bridge because Achshavei doesn't do that. You can't dictate what's usher. That's not up to you. The Torah dictates what's usher. The Torah, according to Rav Shimon, half a shear is also usher. You can't dictate that. But the fact that it's not called eating, if you're machshav, it's so for you, it's eating. So that's what the Ramah is saying. You need to cross two bridges. In order to be chayiv, you need to cross bridge number one, that it's established, yes, exactly. And bridge number two, that you're achshavei, comes Tosfos by us, and Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. And he says that that's only if you're eating it on its own. But if you're going ahead to eat it with other things, they're not. And this is not just Negev, by the way, here. This is Negev in all of your day. L'moshel, normally food that's nifsal, food that becomes unedible, so the Isser falls off it as well. The Isser falls off the food. But if you go now and eat it, you can invite the Isser back. Because by you eating it, you're showing that it is Choshev. Chazon Ish explains in Aruch Chaim and Hilchos Pesach that if you take a pill that has chometz content in it, right? And so in other words, the pill is made up, sometimes they use chometz as a way of holding the pill together. So then the Chazon Ish says there's no problem of having that on Pesach. Today we're very makbid with these things. Chazon Ish shows it's not a problem. He says, why? He says, because there's no achshaveh. The chometz is not edible. There's chometz, and you're consuming the chometz. Yeah, but I'm not consuming it to eat it. I'm taking it for the medication. I'm not showing that I hold it to food. And therefore, Chazon Ish shows it's not a problem. Very similar, Shiloh was posed, Lagabi toothpaste, the mouthwash. If it has some macholos asuris in it, a person, while they're using it, would consume some, would they be chayev? And Tzvi Pesach Frank uses the same svar. He says, no, there's no achshaveh. You're not taking it as a food. You're showing that you value it as mouthwash. And if some of it falls down your throat, you're not consuming that as a food. And therefore, there's no achshaveh. So the way I see it, that's what Tosfos is telling us. That Rav Shimon had to cross two thresholds in order to say his chiddush. Threshold number one, chatzis shir is awesome. Threshold number two is that you're treating it like an achila. That's good if you're eating it on its own. But if you're eating it together with something else, so you're not showing that on its own is called is ma'isa achila, and therefore you'll be potter. Even though you consumed the nisa. You consumed the complete nisa, but you didn't make a ma'isa achila. It is showing in the Gavra, but the Gavra has not shown that he's machshiv the half a kazayas of Isser on its own.
Why is he eating it? Obviously, he's machshiv, wants to eat it. Why is he eating it? Let's
say I have half a kazayas of Isser with half a kazayas heter, and I mix it together. So I'm not showing that less than a kazayas is choshev. I'm saying the whole thing together is choshev. Correct?
Right, but if that whole thing together was less than a kazayas and he still wants to eat it, why would he be chayav?
Because I'm showing that the. Let's say a kazayas is 3 ounces, and the iser is 1 ounce. In order for something to be an achila, according to Rav Shimon, has to meet one of two criteria: either you're machshev it for an achila, or it's a kazayas. It can't have neither. Now, when I ate the 2 ounces of food, which fell shy of the kazayas, but by me eating it, I'm showing that these 2 ounces is an achila. Yeah. So now you can give me malchus for consuming the 2 ounces, which is an achila. Now, if you were to ask me, is 1 ounce of these 2 ounces an achila? I'd say no. It's only 2 ounces is an achila. So, if the 2 ounces are issa, I'd be chayev. But now that the 2 ounces are only 1 ounce is issa, and 1 ounce is heter, so I'm not showing that the ounce of issa on its own is a ma'is achila. So you can't give me malchus just for the ounce of issa. That's tesis shita. You can't give me malchus for the ounce of Isser, because I've not shown that ounce is, I've not made an achshaveh on that ounce. Which, by the way, the stipler in Maseches Makis actually says, that's the reason why for Korban, only for malchus Rav Shimon says it, right? For Korban, you need to have a whole kazayas. So the stipler has a great vote. The stipler says, Korban you always bring when you're a shegig. So by shegig, there's no achshaveh, because you didn't fully know what you were doing. What? No, if I would have known it's an Issa, maybe I wouldn't have been eating it. It's not enough of an Achshaveh. Maybe if I would have known it's Issa, I wouldn't have eaten it. So I'm not being Achshaveh. Oh, it's Issa, I won't eat it. It's like a person by mistake has some dirt in his food. He would spit it out. I mean, he's not Achshaveh that. So the stipler holds the fact that you're not 100% aware. That's why Lagabi Kovan, the Gemara there, Makkah says, Moider of Shimon, Linyan Kovan, that you need a Kazayas. So the stipler wants to learn with that Yad Rama. That's all he wants to learn. But anyway, it's Negev to us. This is how I would learn Tois Rishita. Now if we learn this way, we could say it's very pashut. Mishras, once the Torah said that a nozer is not allowed to eat bread and wine together, so now the bread and wine are one Isser. They make up one Isser. So now Yevaita don't need a Kazayas. Half a kazayas of the bread and the wine together would be enough. You follow what I'm saying? Because the bread and the wine now is one iser called mishras. Okay? Now that bread and wine that you're consuming, if you have a half a kazayis of it, you should also be chayiv. It's taruvus, yeah, but the taruvus is one issa. And now I'm showing that I'm being machshiv this new issa called mishra after less than a shir. It answers the Medrash Yehuda. See, if you learn that the Rabbeinu Yekar's Chiddush has nothing to do with achshavei, then the Medrash Yehuda has a great kasha. Since the bread and the wine are mixed, so that's it. Rav Shimon's shita goes out the window. He only said his Chiddush when the issa is sitting there alone. It didn't get mixed, didn't come into contact with anything. But the way we're learning is that really Rav Shimon's Chiddush still exists. It's just that Rav Shimon, there's no achshavei. If you're eating the issa together with something with heter, you're swallowing it, you're not showing an achshavei on that issa. That's all good if it's issa and heter. But now that the Torah said that the mishras makes up this new issa called mishras, bread and wine and others not allowed to eat, so now it comes out that he's machshav whatever amount that he's eating here. If he's eating a half a kazayas, he should be chayav for that. Why do you need a totality of a kazayas? So that's why it's no contradiction. Why the Gemara holds that Rav Shimon would say by Mishras, you don't need. That's how I would type that up. But again, the main nekuda is that Mishras comes and Mishras makes it into one new issa. Mishras comes now and says, there's a new issa called Mishras, and the bread and the wine together, the bread and the wine together are also. It's a Hanan that everybody would agree with. See, Hanan is a debate where the Torah didn't come and ask for this combination. Happens to be, I have here heter with a little bit mixture of chalav, or mixture of basa b'chalav. So there's a debate. That's why the Moshul the Shach says, by basa b'chalav, there's zikha Hanan. Why? Because it's the new thing called basa b'chalav. The meat and the milk are together, one issur. Exactly, that's a very good example you're giving, David. What would Rav Shimon say if you had a half a kazayas of basa b'chalav? So I would say, avada yechayev. It's mixed. Yeah, but the mixture now is this new issur called basa b'chalav. I'm not lacking in my, that's poshut. So I'm telling you by mishras, since the Torah asked that this mixture, the bread and the wine of the nozia, so now when the nozia goes and he eats a half a kazayas of it, he's giving a chashivus to Mishras, this new entity of Mishras, and therefore Yechayev. Obviously, no, the Beyuda is learning no. According to Rav Shimon, once you take an Isser and you put it, it's not, and you don't see it. So now the whole Rav Shimon throws out his din. The way we're learning, no, Rav Shimon's din is Komo v'gam nitzova. He always says a kol shu was awesome. He's just saying that if you have it independently, then you machshiv it. It's called eating it. If you have it mixed, you're not machshiv it. Okay, but that's all good if the Torah didn't ask for this new entity. But if the new entity is also, how's machshav this entity? Called Mishras. It's a new entity. Okay. So now we flip back. No, I'm machshiv the totality of the kazayas. Each one on its own, I won't eat.
No, I'm saying, what if you eat a quarter of a kazayas together a half a kazayas, a quarter of a kazayas of or a quarter of a kazayas of kilayim karam. So you're being machshiv a half a kazayas of the kashir of the two together.
Only a half a kazayas worth.
Yeah.
But I'm not machshiv a quarter kazayas of oil. So you want to give me malchus for a quarter kazayas of orla? No, I'm not machshiv that. You want to give me malchus for a quarter kazayas of klai karam? I'm not machshiv that. You want to give me malchus for the fact that I'm machshiv the two together? It's too shameless than atmasarv. Same issue. Okay, anyway, so this is the way I would touch up over here. Now when we flip back to kol shel b'kodesh, this is what I would like to suggest is the pshat in kol shel b'kodesh puzzle. And this would explain the struggles that we were having in the sugya here. The Kol Shel B'Kodesh Posel, I believe, is very, very similar to the Inyan of Mishras. Very, very similar to the Inyan of Mishras. And that is that when the Torah came and the Torah said that Bo akos of lite lois v'se al achilose kol shebakadosh posel. What the Torah really came and said was that if you have just like if a nazir has bread mixed with his wine, so the halacha is that the bread now is mitzvah, the heter is mitzvah for iser. The bread is mitzvah to the iser. So the Torah said that if somebody is eating noiser, okay, they can use any one of the other kutshim as a heter mitzvah for iser. The Torah didn't come and say that the lav is kol shebekodesh posel. The Torah came and said now that what you're really doing is you're having a heter mitzvah for iser of noiser. In other words, just like a nazir dips his bread in wine, so now he's over the iser nazir. What iser is he over? He's over the iser pas? No, he's over the iser of nazir, that he's not allowed to drink wine. But that wine, the shear that the Torah required, in the wine, there's a din of het of mishras. Just like by nazir, the Torah said the nazir can take the bread and combine it, and now he's chayiv for this new combination. But what's he chayiv? He's chayiv for wine. He's not chayiv for bread. The bread could be used to be mashlim because it's heter mitzvah lisa. So by kotshim, the Torah said that there's a heter mitzvah lisa, not heter. But kotshim psulim are mitzvah to the iser. That's why Rashi says you need a roiv, because you need to identify what the iser is. You can't identify it as identifying it as kol shebekodesh posel is not an identity. That would be a lav shebecholos. That's not an identity. The identity is either noiser or the identity is pigul. Can't have an identity of kol shebekodesh posel. But kol shebekodesh posel teaches us that noiser could be combined with something to be chayav. Just like it's a narrow vision of mishras. Mishras is very open. Wine with any dip. If the nazir has his wine with anything, he dips anything into his wine, goes under the umbrella of mishras. Here the Torah gave something. But again, what's mishras? Mishras isn't iser nazir. What lav? Let's put it this way. What lav is the nazir over when he drinks, when he has this bread and wine? Yayin loy tishta. We're not giving him malchus for mishras. Mishras teaches us that the heter is mitzvah with the iser. So here by kachim, there's also a mishras. But the mishras is not so broad like by nazir. Oh, you have kachim with anything, it's also no. Any kachim that you have and you want to combine other kachim psulim with it, it's mitzvah to be chayef and noiser.
Not a new iser.
And that's why Rashi is very medactic here. He says, it's got to be that the roiv, something's got to be roiv, because it got to be identified. It can't be identified as kol shebekodesh. Kol shebekodesh is a formula. Kol shebekodesh is a formula. It's not an identity. It's a formula. So it has to be that roiv of it is either this, or roiv of it is that. And that's why the girsi here in Rashi is, chatzi zayzeh v'chatzi zayzeh, ain't chayovinol. The Tosfos Yom Tov skirs. Because you can't be chay. Now, if they combine, now they become this new entity. Just like we said, mishras for Rav Shimon. The same thing applies over in our Mishnah. Now they become this new entity. What? It's not a new iser. So you take a chayiv for noiser. And there's no chesaron of heter mitzvah for iser because the Torah gave a din of kol shebekodesh posel. Now that the Torah gave a din of kol shebekodesh posel, there's no problem with heter mitzvah for iser. It turns into a mishras of nazir. Now I want to tell you like this. So why did the Mishnah, we go back to our first question. Why did the Mishnah say, I wanted to go through this chinuch also, but you on your own you can look through it, this chinuch mitzvah stoker, which also ties into everything that we're saying, where sometimes the Torah could give different lavim, but they're all there just to connect it to one bigger picture, which is by stoker that way. But you on your own you can look through this chinuch and tofai and teres together with the milchus chinuch. But I want to tell you like this, Lagabi Tumah, I think it's answered as well. What I would say l'gabi tumah is the same halacha. I would say by tumah, the reason we had our first problem, the Tosfos Yom Tov's problem was, why does the Mishnah say shtei shemes, and the Gemara ends up saying the rabbon and the raisin? I think the pshat is very simple. The lundus of the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying l'gabi achilu mitzta'afin, is because again, since we have this new kosher b'kodesh posel, so that becomes like a lav of mishras by kodshim. Just like by Nozer there's a mishras, by kodshim there's a mishras. Now, by the tumah, if the tumah would be a deraisa dika tumah, right, there would be an isra tumah by on a deraisa level of kodshim, then we could vite to use kosher b'kodesh posel as a formula. Right? As a formula. But since it's the Rabbanon went and they assert. The Rabbanon came and the Rabbanon assert that we're not allowed to have that Pigel's Metame Yadayim and Noiser's Metame Yadayim. For two different reasons, by the way. Pigel's Metame Yadayim because they were Mishum Chashde Kuhun. They worried about Kohanim that would actually make it Pigel to begin with. Noiser is also because of Atzle Kuhun. The reason why they made noiser tomei mid rabbanon is kahanim that would be lazy. So it comes out that now heyoyis that this is the rabbanon. So now we can't use it under the formula of kol shebekodesh pasul. So the only way to answer it would be to make a new takana, basically to now make a takana that by tumas kotshim there's also a formula. There's also a formula. That would be a takana l'takana. Basically, what the Gemara does fit into the mission, because the reason why Pigel and Noisra Mitztarif, how are we explaining it l'achila? Because there's a new concept called Kosher B'Kodesh Pasul, and that's a new formula of combining the Pigel and the Noisra. Yeah, on a deraisa level. Now, what do you want to tell me? The Rabbanon will misak and the Tumas Noisra because of Atzlei Kohen. They were metamei pigul because of chashdei kohen. Now what do you want to tell me? Now they should be misak in a formula. That would be a takona l'takona. So the Mishnah is saying why they're not mitzaref. The reason why they're not mitzaref is because it's two different shemes. Chashdei kohen and atzdei kohen. Two shemes. But now the Gemara is explaining. Yeah, but why aren't they mitzaref? The Gemara is answering, you know why? Because in order to create a mirror version of Pigul and Noiser Lagabi Achila, it would require a new takana to create a formula for the Tumah de Rabbanan. That's a takanta la takanta. It's takanta la takanta. The reason why Pigul and Noiser are mitzaref is because the Torah created a formula called Kol Sheba Kodesh Posa. Now, what do you want to tell me? We should create a mirror version by the Tumah. We don't. That's a takana l'takana. So what are you asking me? But then the Mishnah should have said that. That's the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha. No, the Gemara is taking over after the Mishnah. The Mishnah is giving us the raw facts. The facts are that Pigel and Noisra are tomei for different reasons, and therefore they're two shemes. Oh, Elamai! Now you want to introduce the deraisa formula that we use by Pigel and Noisra. That would be takana l'takana that we don't do. So it's ma'amachod and ma'amachod. It's not. There's no kasha that the Mishnah is going against the Gemara. They're not going. They're going kahoots. Exactly. No, the Gemara is explaining why. The Gemara basically came and said that this concept of two shemes doesn't apply by achila. You know why? Because there's a formula. Oh, there's a formula. Let's use a formula by the Rabbanan. Takanta la takanta. Okay, let's stop here.